Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the final hour of our Martin Luther King Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the world, around the country, if they've got internet access, best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and photos. You got to see the octopus playing catch. The little girl whose dad got her a phone to forget about the cat. The cat's into the phone, just like the little girl in the picture. Is absolutely the most adorable little picture you've ever seen. And the Bichon Frise, the crows like a rooster, is also really cute, along with the little boy hand-feeding the wild birds, is the most recent video from this morning. Anyway, enjoy all of that stuff. And it is the third Sunday of the month, which means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Humans Loved Ones on this side or the other. Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. She is here as well. Nathan's here. Stacy's here. And, of course, we'd love to chat with you if any of you would like to join us and have questions for either Natasha or I, or want a personal reading with Natasha. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Wow. Gosh, Natasha. I think, yes, I overwhelmed myself in the love train. Because somehow, as you know, I'm dancing around, and I had, well, I've been moving around a lot in here because I have a lot more room, and next week I'll be zooming in and dancing in my office, so I won't have as much room. So I was making it up for it today, mm-hmm, here in the studio. But I had, sometimes I get visions and stuff. And it was the part was sending, you know, the love and the light all around the world. And then when it got to the part, one of the times, in the song, where it says, people all over the world join hands. Well, I always put my hands together. But this time, I think the last time it happened, the visual, what I saw was collectively every human on the planet, all of their hands coming up, and it's all joining together in those hands. And then, poof, the energy just freaking overwhelmed me, and I almost fell over backwards.
Wow.
I mean, I literally almost fell over backwards. I was like, whoa. Looked at Nathan, and he was watching the lights. He didn't see me. I was like, okay. But I haven't done that before in the love train.
But yeah. But an overwhelming, it's amazing,
overwhelming energy to bring us all together. But, you know, and that's one of the big issues a lot of people have these days is, we are moving towards and are into already, whether you like it or not, folks, we're moving into a global economy and a global world.
We are.
We are all one. And I'll tell you, straight from Master's mouth, Paramahansa Yogananda, you know, we're in the yuga cycle. We're on the up. Probably going to get worse before it gets better. But we are on the way up, and things are getting better. We got a lot of stuff to change, but we are on our way. And this is a vision that he had and what he saw. And he said that we are in the process of becoming, instead of the United States of America, we are becoming the United States of the world.
Yes.
And it has something to do with India's going to be involved and the two of our country that anyway, not a lot of details, but that's where we're headed. So
we're going to be able to be individual in the midst of unified.
Right. But there's a lot of resistance, you know, the older, you know, darker energy, you know, fight and struggle. Anyway, there's a big resistance in this country and a lot of places that, mm-hmm, don't want it to be. We don't want us making friends with everybody and getting along with everybody. And I mean, war drives a lot of the economy and all that kind of and all the stuff.
It
and
does.
So there's a lot of upheaval, but a lot of the objections to what's, you know, to serving and the higher good and taking care of it all is bucking this global congealing of everything. But the bottom line is, whether you like it or not, doesn't matter, honey. It's happening. We're on the way up. We're going, you know, so you might as well just get on board.
And that's that part of this energy that came in, yep, for this year that I've seen it and I've been working on it for a long time. Yet at the same time, the veil on the first was like, we really walked through it. And that's part of this dance of is the unifying of the elements. You know, we're having to look at how out of balance something is to see how to balance it.
Boy, but I'm getting more, because, you know, during the song, you know what I saw, all the hands
all the
of
hands
everybody in the world coming together around, and then and that it was so overwhelming to me I almost fell over backwards. So is that kind of like, because, you know, coming together, it is an overwhelming process, and
it is.
And that's what we're going through. So
it is.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
So if we're going to go down to the basics of the elements of fire, air, water, earth, metals, and I want to put in sound because sound is very vibrational right now. So if we go back to like this last summer where we've had the fires, mm-hmm, on the western side, usually we don't have these kinds of fires on the western side. Usually it's the eastern side of Washington State.
Right, but they've been moving over our direction.
They've been coming over our side.
Many, my friends, you know, we had to watch the fires because they were coming over Highway 2, you know, and west.
Exactly.
And it was the first year that we really had, well, no, it's not the first year. Because my friends that out in Gold Bar, they had to be prepared to almost evacuate, you know, a couple of years ago. So the fires are spreading out and are happening
over
here.
They are, but what I'm going to ask you to look at is, yeah. is that when the fires were happening, what mm-hmm. I asked to happen is that the fire element toned down.
Yeah.
And then what we can do is add like little pockets of water around our house. Like I have little dishes that I would put water in. Even if I took cuttings of plants and put water, you know, put them in water, something to create more of a balance of the fire to water ratio and the ratio of air moving. So like when it's really windy, I ask the air to slow down its wind. And then I bring in earth element to bring some stability to the actions of the air moving. And it's really interesting. I had a scenario in my house where my chimney was being repaired. And so that's the earth element, bricks, right? With mm-hmm. fire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had the really cold air plus snow. And then, so my pipes, well house was starting to freeze, right? Mm-hmm. And then my heater started blowing cold air.
Oh joy.
So what did I do was is that not knowing when the heater guy can come, that I asked the elements of my house or whatever was in disharmony to leave first. I asked for disharmony to leave, the energy of disharmony to leave. And then I brought in harmony. What is it that I need to do? Oh, I need to bring in the fire element. I need to bring in heat. I need to bring in the fire element. So I lit a lot of my little tea lights mm-hmm. and lit them. And then also I went in the well house and I added more heat, more light. Instead of what was there, I added more. So I brought in more the fire element in. I had a miraculous thing that happened. The heater guy came. There was nothing wrong with my heater. It started working fine. Because I ended up balancing the elements of doing. So that was part of this dance of how can we balance the elements around us? And then when we're working with the new energies of our, we're going to be starting to see more of what TV shows call the cryptids, you know, Sasquatch, unicorns, you know, the star beings, you know, those, the fairies and that kind of stuff. We're going to start seeing more of them because they are elementals. Mm-hmm. They are part of the dance of how do we work with the elements around us? You know, if we work with the elements, we'll work with the fairies better. If we work with the elements, we'll work with the cryptids more. What is Sasquatch? They use wood for their home. You know, they're in the environments. You know, they have the fur that keeps them warm, the heat inside of them. And so we can even do that with our bodies. If we run really hot, we can ask the fire element in our body to calm down. And instead of putting cold water on us, but bring in the coolness around us. So eat cooler foods, eat cooler knowings, you know, bring in that balance of what, when we're working with the earth element of our body, how can we work with our digestive system, the tissues? You know, asking the tissues being the earth element. You know, we have metals in us. So like if we've had the metals from the environment to come into us, you know, using a tin glass or whatever we do, you know, like I use cast iron pans. And so I bring the metal element in.
Oh, man, that reminds me of something.
So how do I
saw last night a demonstration and they're showing that there is so much. Oh, I know where it was. It was on Shark Tank. And the guy that was presenting a plastic that's not plastic and reusable bottles and wanting to get rid of disposable plastics because part of his presentation was showing how plastic breaks down and becomes, you know, and then he had like probably a pint sized container or maybe a 2 pints, you know, whatever. If you go to like PCC or the natural markets, you go to the deli and they have 3 sizes of plastic containers you can, you know, mm-hmm. put your salads in and stuff. The large one, whatever size that is, was full. And he said, that was the amount of plastic that every human being on this planet ingests in a year.
Yep.
So it was shocking.
We are out of balance as our humanness. We are out of balance in our knowings. And so when we're talking about the elements, if you have a fiery knee, ask the water element to come in. Ask the earth element to come in and heal your tissues, you know, and bring the blood. The blood is the liquid. It's the water. So how can the blood bring healthier knowings through your knee? You know, so we're really working with the elements this year because of the fact that in the next couple of years, you know, the star beings are going to really come in. You know, we're going to start really noticing all these things. So we need to get into the basics of the elements to really know how to work with Mother Earth, to stay in the knowing of who we are, the elements of our truths. You know, there's the elements of our truths, our DNA, our belief system. How can we rebalance the elements of our belief systems? So it's going to be huge this year about we're going to be shooken up. You know, like Mercury, this is the third year that Mercury has been at the beginning of the year.
In retrograde, yeah.
In retrograde, it puts a theme of how can we rethink, re-know, reapply our lives. And then we had Uranus that is coming out of retrograde on the 22nd. And that's about the rebellious, free-spirited. It's about being shooken up in our knowings. And then Mars just went out on the 12th. Mars in retrograde represents the dips in energies, the motivations. Like we've noticed that our motivation has been on and then it's off and then it's back on. And so Mars has been in retrograde since October 30th until just the 12th of January. So we're still in the ebb and flow of these planets coming out of retrograde to, it's kind of like you have the 3 weeks coming into retrograde and then we have the 3 weeks going out. And if a planet is longer in retrograde, it takes a little bit, they're slower planets. So it takes a little bit longer to kind of come out of it. So we may not feel our energy be motivated yet, but yet if there's motivation, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, move with it. And that's the thing is we're not ready. We've done a lot of planning. We've had an opportunity to do a lot of planning for what we want to do this next year. And it's time to start action with the flow of your energy. And then when we come into the spring equinox, that's another doorway. I would actually make plans this year towards the equinoxes and the solstices to check in with the energy. So if you want to plan something for long term into the year, but really plan the action of it. How do you want to action on it into the spring solstice? And then at the spring solstice, what is the action and the interaction you want to do to the summer solstice, so that you can kind of do that process of working with the energies? This is going to be a big energy year. Mm-hmm. So how can you have the ebb and flow of your energy aligning with the energies is going to be huge this year.
And well, I'll tell you, it's not just an energy year.
Mm-mm.
It's an energy yuga. We are in the Dwapara Yuga, which is actually a few thousand years. And the Dwapara Yuga is the energy, is the age of energy. So that's it's all about it's all about energy. So all of this stuff is right on in terms of where we are spiritually in our evolution on the planet.
Exactly.
And
go ahead. My glasses. If anybody knows me, I have a story of the fairies liking to take my glasses and shielding my glasses or cloaking my glasses.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before, I think.
Yeah, I do put them in the same place every time.
Yeah.
But they took my garage door opener and I found it in the bin where I used it in my house last, and then I found it in my Christmas bin out in the garage. So the fairies like to have a little fun with me. But what they wanted me to do was meditate a little differently. I have been always available to the universe. If anybody knows me, you know, it's like I can get messages at any time. but they want me to sit down and get messages in more deeper knowing. Well, I got last night that Jesus said, it's time for me to rearrange my closet and a side little room that I have. I've been wanting to paint. And she says, well, why don't you make your small little room your painting area? And I'm like going, oh, I love this idea. So now I'm motivated
to make a painting room.
To do some action. Now, will I be able to do it when I want to be motivated? No, but I can start the process. How am I thinking to move things? What is the process of the 1, 2, 3 of changing things and that ebb and flow? And I also know, oh, wait a minute. I've just been stashing things. I can start cleaning up my stash to make the movement easier. So with that there's some things that are happening. It's the 1, 2, 3s of how do we negotiate through our dance? How do we motivate ourselves? Sometimes we do something on Monday. Next time we can do it is on Wednesday. The next time we can do it is on Thursday.
Yeah, so go with
how
the flow
can we move forward through this dance of the energies? But if you see something out of the corner of your eye, I have in the last 24 hours seen flashes of angels, and I need to smudge my house too.
Yeah, well, clearing is always a good idea.
It is,
but I do have to interrupt our discussion because we need to stay on schedule this hour,
yes.
And we're overtime here and taking care of advertisers.
Sorry.
Something else. I
get motivated.
Something else I wanted to bring up because I love the way that you're talking to the elementals and all of that, and it's I've been accomplishing some really good stuff talking to things at my house too. So anyway, we're going to take care of advertisers and come back and continue our discussion and follow-ups here a little more about talking to things, and then we'll get to the rest of the stuff on my list before we run out of time. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and gosh, got all kinds of great classes and stuff gearing up and starting for the new year. The most popular class of the year, the Raja Hatha Yoga class, starts this month. Yoga teacher training and all kinds of great stuff. And all you got to do is go to website anandawashington.org. AnandaWa.org works too. And you can check out all the classes. And pretty much the classes, the gathering, almost everything now is in a hybrid fashion. So you can join in person if you like. If you don't, you can join on live streaming, Facebook Live. Sometimes it's if it's a pay thing, then it's a Zoom. But there's all kinds of ways to join in. So check it out, AnandaWashington.org. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen again. Check out his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can do get his at-home program, Do It Yourself at Home, which he still has available. He always does a free telephone consultation to talk to you about you and your animal friends and how he can help. But the big thing right now is he's offering a free Zoom session to any new client. All you got to do is contact him and tell him you want the free Zoom session for you and your animal. And it's like a $200 or $300 value. So you're just crazy if you don't take advantage of it. The only glitch is you've got to contact him and get it scheduled before the end of the month. So the way to do that and get your free Zoom session with Dr. Nils is go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill out the form, and just say, hey, I'd like the free Zoom session. And he will arrange it. Also, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Great rates, interviews on the show, link on website, and all of that good stuff. So shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Natasha was filling us in on all the astrological influences and everything going on. And it truly is all about energy. We are in the Dwapara Yuga. And a great book all about it called The Yugas, Y-U-G-A-S, if you'd like to read it and understand the evolutionary process. It's first and only thing that's ever made sense to me about what's going on here. It does kind of explain a lot of stuff, too. Anyway.
It does. And at the same time, you know, we have these energies that are above us and around us, but we are the human going through these changes. And that's where I like to come in and help people work through the humanness of these changes. You know, the outer balances or the imbalances of who we are can really come into balance now as we're working on a lot of this inner healing that we need to do as humans in this lifetime.
I do really relate to when, you know, you talk about talking to, you know, all the elements and all of that sort of thing, because I, you know, talk to everything. And that is something that's been really helpful to me. And I always, for a long time, years have talked to my trees, you know, because I'm out in the forested area and my house is, and on my property, my house is surrounded by, you know, 100-150 foot trees of various kinds, hemlocks, cedars, cottonwoods, but they're huge. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the wind storms have been getting greater and greater. Now I talk to my trees every day, but I also try to, you know, keep them informed of what's going on. And so the way I talk to them, I tell them what, you know, what's going on with the weather and what we're expecting and the winds are coming up. But the instructions I give them, I tell them to work on their standing tall and strong spines and sending their roots down to the core of Mother Earth and holding on, and then sending up their standing tall and strong spines and limbs, and to be elastically flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always say, if you need to drop something, that's okay. Just drop in the open areas. Okay. Avoid the house, the cat run, the shed, the fire pit, the fountain, you know, drop in the open areas. And, I'll tell you, in the fences, that sort of thing. I'll tell you, so far it's worked like a charm. And, and I've actually had less, issues this year than before. Now, I went through December and that the snow and the first big cold strain, all of that. And then this latest last couple of weeks, I've had nothing but power outages over and over again, as long as 17 hours, 13 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. I've lost track of how many there's been. Well, must have been, I think probably been 2 weeks ago now when we were having the hugest windstorms. And I was in the middle of a power outage. So it was night It was dark, and the winds were incredibly strong. And it was the strongest wind I'd ever encountered. Now, the power was already out and all of that, but it was so loud that it was getting scary. Mm-hmm. And Robbie got nervous, and he never does because, you know, he's so jollied up about all this stuff. But even he was nervous and worried. So, but I was like, okay, I got to do something. So I reinforced, you know, like the light pyramids and stuff that I use. But what I did is I talked to the wind. Mm-hmm. And instead of being upset about the whole thing, I just started honoring Mother Nature and Mother Wind and talking to the wind about to please, you know, to honor my trees, and they're older like me, and to blow gently and smoothly through the trees. And so I had a long talk with the wind about all, you know, and the, well, mm-hmm. It was amazing how almost immediately things settled down.
Yep.
Okay. So now I've added that to my repertoire, and now where I'm talking to the trees in here, I'd still all want the trees to give the trees their instructions, thank them for what a great job they're doing and all of that. And during that windstorm, my big grandfather cedar, who's got at least 150 feet, and dropped several limbs, but right in a pile at the corner, the back of my driveway where I pile stuff. Okay. It's like, how cool is that? Okay.
But that's the energies that we're working
now,
with.
Anyway,
right now.
So all of that. Yeah. And so it really slowed down and all of that. And I have kept that up since then. And I talk to the trees about, you know, honor Mother Wind and be gentle and you know, be the flexible and the flowing gently through the trees. It's not gotten out of control since then. And I can't honestly say that me talking to the wind has changed all of this, except that the one big, you know, remember Wednesday evening, I'm talking to Cindy on the phone, mm-hmm. and she's got 50-mile-an-hour winds going on, has all day, and she's like less than 10 miles. She's in right there. She's just 5 minutes east
off.
Of me,
yeah.
You know, and so it's all going on at her place, but it's not going on at mine, which mm-hmm. is really interesting. That's not usually the case. So, you know, I wholeheartedly support what you're saying, and I'm going to take this. I got some ideas in listening to you, how I can talk to my body and the heat and the fire. So I'm going to incorporate all of that. So thank you for all of that information.
Yes, it's amazing because I know that like 1 year we had a hurricane and everybody prayed that it wouldn't land on Florida, right? But what did it do? It stayed over the islands, Puerto Rico, you know, all those islands, you know,
and wreaked havoc there.
And reach out. And now, if we would have prayed that the hurricane would have
gently flow through,
flowed out, yeah, back out, yeah. It turned and flowed out to the ocean. I bet you that the water element and the wind element, the air element, would have at least, it might have glanced Florida, but it would have been more movable. It wouldn't have stopped as much. So that's the thing is, look at the prayers we're saying. It's about how can we come together with grace and ease?
Yep.
How can we have love together with grace and ease? How can the yep. elements in me be more imbalanced with grace and ease? And working with those things, because things are going to keep knocking. Things are going to keep knocking. Wake, you know, knocking on our door. Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me. Until we start saying, oh,
pay attention and deal with it.
What do you
it gets louder, the knocks get louder if you don't
yeah.
pay attention. But I've been being told for 30, 40 years that what happens with the weather has a lot to do with what's going on in the mass consciousness of humans.
It is.
And so
it
I think
really
we're starting to learn that, and we'll learn more about that as
the
time goes by.
The elements are going to help us balance, yeah. like it or not.
So we're good on all of that. I think that we'll move on and cover some of the other stuff we got to talk about. But I am a great fan of talking to everything and being aware of what's going on. And yeah, so, you know, be careful what you ask for. That's it. You know, so make sure you're clear in your intentions. And think about that. It's a good story. The hurricane. What do we say? Just don't come here. But sometimes you want to do this instead, or imagine
move it back out to the ocean. And if you think about electricity, it's the spark. It's the spark to create more. It's the spark for inspiration. Were you meant to have to calm down? Were you meant, when power was out, just to slow down your thinking, not to have any new ideas right now, to think about things, you know, to slowly just restir what is working, what isn't working, you know, and kind of get back into that rhythm of what can work. Because when power comes back on, it's about the spark. It's that spark to get things moving. Just like if a car's not working, it needs spark with the fuel, you know, to get things moving again. So how can we get the spark going again? So electricity, if you're having problems with electricity in your house, think about how you're not sparking with ideas, or how many ideas do you have and then you're not using them well. You're not discerning which ones need to come up and which ones don't. You know, so think about that kind of thing when you're having situations with electricity.
All righty. Right now, you can think about our advertisers, because they keep us on the air. So we're going to take care of them for the last time today's show. Then we'll come back, and I got Hummer updates and stuff for you. And then I want to tap Natasha on Cindy and Feral Kitty. And we got a chicken involved now, so I'm going to have you tune in to Darlene. And so everybody, stay right where you are, and you can hear about Darlene and all of that good stuff. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements, and great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, they call them NuPro Nuggets. They're just, cats love them. So it's a great way to get vitamins into your cat. And the dog supplements, the powder you put in the food, phenomenal skin and hair coat. And they have a hip and joint formula. So I think, is Abby still doing her NuPro?
Still on it. Okay. I don't think we're ever going to stop.
Yeah, it really maintains them really nicely. Hopefully we'll have Janice on again sometime in this new year. I get a lot of requests because she's such a great guest. She's got great stories. Anyway, NuProSupplements.com. And be sure you check out the Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Jude is open for business. She's doing a level one acutonics class January 21st through 23rd. If you'd like to learn acutonics, you got to give her a call to get into the class shortly. And, of course, she can see you in person. At the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. Great location, fabulous energy. Or she can work with you remotely. So give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Now, I just have some follow-up a little bit with, you know, my hummingbirds. Natasha, you know, you've chimed in a little bit about my hummingbirds. And things got all out of whack last year. I don't remember. I had, you know, a ton of Anna's hummingbirds, and they stay year-round. Well, last year, what messed up the detail is the Rufus hummingbirds coming in the spring, and they're just a titch smaller and way more aggressive.
Yeah.
And they just upset the whole apple cart at my house. And even though I had, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 5 feeders, it didn't matter. And they just, despite all my talking to them and trying to settle everybody down, they really chased all my Annas out of the place. And then when comes the birthing season where they disappear for a few weeks while they're raising their babies and stuff. And then the Annas didn't really come back well. And Natasha, we talked about it last year, and you suggested maybe putting a feeder out farther. So I did. I put a feeder out farther, and then the roofies went away for the winter, so they're gone. Finally now, we're into the new year, finally my Anna hummingbird population is starting to come back to normal. So I kind of have like two families, a backyard family of Anna hummingbird and a front yard family. And so I have, the males have the red heads, if the light is right. So I call them the redheads. And so the boss redheads, so, you know, they, so I've got a boss front yard redhead who sits in one, the hazelnut tree and supervises the front yard feeders. And then I got the back redhead feeder or hummer boss that stays in the maple tree above and watches the backyard feeders. And then they let the girls come in and all of that. And so that's been doing pretty well. Now the front yard, redhead has had to move his perch, I think, because with all the winds, he'd get blown out of the tree. So he's moved a little bit. So that's all going pretty normally. I brought in the feeder from the out back because, you know, when it got so cold and everything was freezing. But my intent, Natasha, this year is to try to set it up so that we don't have such a conflict that goes on in the spring when all those roofies come in. So my intention here, I just wanted to see how you feel about this, is I was going to put the feeder that I had farther away out in the back up again, and then I'm going to add another shepherd's hook a little farther out and put new feeders there, figuring that maybe when the roofies come in, the Annas will already know about all of the hummers, and maybe the roofies will stay more to the outer skirts, or if they come in the inner ones,
they'll give choices.
Or no. But anyway, do you think that will help not having
I think so, because, you know, the roofies that want to come back, you know, they know where things are. And that's the thing is that it's looking at how can we give choices.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's good. Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time here because we're getting towards the end
of
the show.
Yeah, getting close.
The one thing I want to tell you about, though, is I learned about hummingbird feeder heaters from Leanne that owned the Wild Birds Unlimited in Monroe, but she retired and sold the store. She was having somebody make them for her, and they're the red cups that attach to the bottom of the feeders, and you have to plug them in. They have like a little Christmas tree light in them. Well, they were kind of expensive because this person was making them, just for the store here. And so they were like $45 or something. Anyway, I have one heated feeder and they really work. I've got one other outdoor outlet that I could plug into, and that's in the front. So I wanted to put a heated one in the front. So when it got so cold, I didn't have to do that every 2-hour rotation stuff, which gets old really fast, especially if you don't have any power. At any rate, so I got online and the hummingbird feeder heaters look just like the one I have, all the same on Amazon, but, you know, much less expensive, more in the $20 range. And so I ordered one. It came, boxed a little beat up, and was pretty cheaply wrapped. And then when I opened up, it's not what it was pictured at all. It's twice as big as the one. And so it didn't really fit my feeders well. And the parts you needed to make it work were missing.
Oh, jeez.
So I sent it back, and I said, okay, I'll try one more. So I went on, and I looked at all of them again, and I tried to pick one that I was pretty sure would be the right size one. Because not all of the vendors list the measurements, and it looks it's on the same kind of feeder, and it looks the same. So I ordered from a different vendor. Well, that one came. The box was even more beat up. It was worse packed, and it was the same size. It was the big, and it came from a country or someplace that I've never heard of. Okay, and once again, the parts you needed to make it work weren't there. The good news is that returns are easy with Amazon, no questions asked. So I've been able to return them both, but I'm pretty much I'm not going to buy another one off of Amazon. I've got to go find another Wild Birds and see if anybody's got them locally so it's the right thing. And now I'm willing to pay a little more. So I just heads up on those, the hummingbird feeder heaters on Amazon, be careful.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing
right
about anything on Amazon is be careful who is shipping it.
Yep. Because these are coming from places I don't even recognize. I don't even know where they are. But anyway, wasn't a good experience twice. So let's see. Now, I want to get to Cindy, our listener and my friend out in Salton, who is out in the country and acres. She has a service dog named Emily we talk about often. We've been talking about the feral cat Crystal. But the first thing, she has chickens, for organic eggs and that sort of thing. And one of the things that chickens do, they molt, their feathers fall out. And sometimes the other chickens will peck them and pull out the feathers and all of that. And Cindy went out one day and one of her chickens had been plucked by the other birds and was in underneath something in the chicken coop area. And it was during that really, really cold time. And she was almost frozen and almost dead.
Aww.
So Cindy got her out, hauled her in, brought her in the house, and set her up in the house. So she's now named her Darlene, and she's living in the house. Well, and then it turns out that Dr. Nels and his wife Martha, they've raised chickens for like ever. And so we've been learning from Dr. Nels and his wife Martha. And they explained that the chickens need protein. And when the feathers start to come out, apparently there's protein in the base of the feathers that. And so the other chickens are prone to want to pull that out because of the protein and fat content. Okay. So what Nels and Martha do over there, they save all of their fat trimmings from anything they eat, meat-wise during the year and freeze it. And then during the winter, they give, some of that fat, they put it in with the chickens, and they say the chickens won't overeat. They get enough, they're done. But they eat when they eat, and if they don't have any fat, leftover fat trimmings to give the chickens, they do the suet cakes that you get for wild birds. They do the suet cakes, and they eat that. And he says, as long as you give them a source for extra fat and protein like that, then they won't pluck each other. So now Cindy knows that. So now the chickens that are okay and in the coop, she's given them extra fat and protein. And Darlene's living in the house. Well, Darlene, you know, chickens can make really good pets and they're smart. Darlene's learning words and Cindy's teaching her all kinds of stuff. And Emily and Crystal, the cat, they're getting a little jealous of Darlene the chicken. But anyway, I wanted you to just tune in. Cindy said she's almost ready to be able to put Darlene back out with the other chickens. She thinks she has their protein and fat content up. But I just wanted you to tune in and let me know, do you see that working out okay? And Darlene going through and transitioning back in and everything's good and that she knows what all the issues are now. Okay, that feels good.
But what I'm also seeing, though, that it's like, you know, these chickens are going to have to re-know her.
Right.
And so I would, you know, let her kind of come outside and see, oh, it's you again, you know, type of thing. I wouldn't just dump her right in.
Okay, so a little transition. Okay, well, then anyway, then she's got the feral cat that that she had to trap, you know, and confine in the house for a month until the feral cat people could get her spayed and all of that. And this cat, you know, as Natasha, you've said, is generations feral, really, really, really wild. And you didn't hold out a whole lot of hope for, you know, getting her to bond and move in. But, you know, Cindy doesn't have, you know, she can't do computers and phones or any kind of technology.
So she's got time to work on it.
She's got time and she's out in the middle of nowhere. She works on it. Well, anyway, Crystal is bonding like crazy. And and you also talked about her other cat, Lucky, is coming in and out because we talked about it last month, but we couldn't get Cindy on the phone. Cindy agreed with that right away. She knows the difference when Lucky's in the body and when he's not, all of that. Well, Crystal's bonded first with Emily, the dog, and Crystal follows them on their walks around the property and up to the road to get the mail on all of that. And Emily and Crystal even bump noses and she bumps and rubs. Well, then she started wanting attention from Cindy and getting closer and closer. Well, and then she got the point. Now she bumps and rubs on Cindy and Cindy can pet her and touch her. She even says she rolls over. Cindy can pet her belly and all of that. So it's like absolutely unbelievable. Now,
so there's something about the feral cats when they get to be about that 4 years old, you know, somewhere in there, they
don't
start,
think she's that old, but
3 to 4, they start to change up a little bit. And I know my cat, she's been like, I've been telling her, you know, am I going to get another cat? And about that time she starts coming on my lap, you know, so there's these cats and animals are very engaging.
Well,
with
I want you
us,
to hear
so.
The rest of the story.
Yes,
see?
I know.
So then now Crystal's on a real good schedule and she's staying around. She's not disappearing like she used to. And she comes right up to the porch. Well, Cindy started giving her food right at the front porch at the door. Then she moved the food in the house. So Crystal is starting, you know, Cindy can tell she really wants to come in and she wants to move in. If it gets cold again, it'll probably. Anyway, she comes in and she started eating right inside the door with the door open. Now she's actually coming in the door, going through a little hallway into the kitchen, all the way back towards where Darlene is on top of the refrigerator. And that's as far as she's getting in. But Cindy leaves the door open. Once she didn't realize she was still in the house and closed the door, but then noticed, open it up, and Crystal didn't freak out. But the really cool thing is what happened this last week is Crystal has decided she loves Cindy so much. Cindy comes out, she bumps and rubs her legs and in and out and all of that. And she did that so much, she tripped Cindy and she fell over. Cindy has a bad back and it's really dicey anyway. So she said it took her like 3 hours that morning to put her boots on. She was in so much pain from this back thing. So she was talking to me. She said, I need Crystal to know with her service dog. She just says to Emily, give me space, and taps her foot, and Emily backs right off. And so I told her, I said, but she said, I'm having trouble communicating with Crystal. I said, Cindy, just remember how you taught that to Emily and to visualize it and all of that. And so we talked about how to do it. Well, anyway, that's why I talked to her in the 50-mile-an-hour rims, because she was giving me a report. And what she did was she said she took a nap. And when she was going to sleep, she concentrated on visualizing and talking to Crystal and visualizing that when she was bumping and rubbing around her legs, that Cindy would say, I need space, and lift her toe, and then Crystal needed to move away. And so she went to sleep visualizing this to the cat. She said when she woke up, she got up, and then she said it was mind-boggling. She said she walked out on the front porch to do, you know, the evening chores. Crystal ran up, started the bumping and rubbing and all of that, and Cindy just said, I need space, and lifted her toe, and she said, Crystal shot like a bullet off the deck and out and sat on a stump and watched. You know, and so she got it instantly, and I said, well, now you're going to have to talk to her about, she doesn't have to go that far. And Cindy said, oh, well, she'll adjust, and that'll be fine. She said, but was blown away. So, see, that kind of communication with
but
the feral.
But that's what we're talking about, that I knew that things were going to change this year.
Unfortunately, we have zero time,
but I wanted you
to hear how great it's going.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, we're totally out of time. Stacy, thank you. Nathan, thank you. Natasha, thank you. Everybody else, talk to your trees. Talk to the elementals. Talk to everything. It helps. And think positive. Big peace and love to the earth. And as always, I leave you with, and next week, my next teaching, behavior teaching show, Walter Stoffel and Nathan will be here. So join us. Animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and enjoy the Martin Luther King Day holiday. I'll talk to you again next week.